So hello all and welcome. It is I, the realist philosopher, also known as the bachelor philosopher, because if you're a bachelor, that means you're a realist, and of course if you're a realist, you most certainly are going to be a bachelor. So anyway, I hope you all do a good fine and well. Today we have a video compilation titled Why Men Are Getting Married, Why They're Not Getting Married, mainly why men are starting to wise up and not get married. And I want to thank Cosmic Verse for compiling all of these videos into one compilation. Thank you, and let's begin.
Kindly subscribe to the channel.
Right. Kindly subscribe to my channel, his channel, my channel, for sure, his channel as well. Definitely my channel. Give me a like, give me a thumbs up. Check out the description. Feel free to make a donation. Check out my GoFundMe. Recently had a horrible accident. You'll find more information at my GoFundMe. Anyway, let's just get right into it, shall we?
As it is our sole form of support, thank you.
Well, that's true here too, actually.
We've all heard of mansplaining, but allow me to introduce you to shelaborating. It is when you ask a woman a very, very simple question and she sits you down and gives you a 30-minute answer.
I don't know about y'all.
Wouldn't that be woman-splaining? Isn't that a thing? No, of course not.
But I'm a lot happier as a housewife obeying my husband than I ever was as a career-driven woman obeying her boss.
Is it just me or you?
I don't get that. Yeah. Why do women think that... I don't see the bonus. Why do women think that it's better or somehow more advantageous to go and submit to some dude that they don't even know, don't even care about, total stranger, instead of their husband? I mean, they're getting paid either way, right? Even though they don't want to admit it, the husband is, it's not unpaid labor. So I don't understand.
Be talking to somebody or even dating somebody, right? And be so in love, like just love this motherfucker. See, absolutely no wrong in them. Just love them. Then one day you're just like, I'm like...
That hair's fake. That's a weave.
I like you no more. We could be having a good day. And I'd just be like, I don't like you no more. I don't like the person you are. I don't like the way you move. I don't like the way you think. I just don't like you.
Then why are you with him in the first place?
So I want to leave. Just like that. Like, I want to go. I don't want to talk anymore. Is that just me?
This is a woman who's used to dealing with toxic men in her life.
No, unfortunately, this is the vast majority of modern Western women. They have no virtues. So because they don't have virtues and they don't appreciate virtues, they don't see or appreciate the virtues in someone else, and therefore there's no ties that bind.
She mentioned that the guy was a good dude, and all of a sudden, she couldn't stand dealing with him anymore, even though he didn't do anything wrong. With women out here exactly like her, no wonder why men don't want marriage anymore. It's like these women are so programmed by negative experiences that they can't handle a healthy relationship when it comes along. When a good man enters the picture, someone who's genuinely kind, supportive, and consistent, they mistake the lack of drama for boredom or even dissatisfaction. In reality, the issue isn't with the man, it's with their own inability to break free from the cycle of toxic relationships they've become accustomed to. So, they push the good guy away and go back to the chaos they know. Good men see this happening time and time again, and it makes them question the value of marriage.
So, you see, without virtues, without shared values, without something of meaning beyond the shallow and materialistic aspects of life, women are going to default to the shallow and the materialistic. So, again, it's about a lack of virtue.
Ratio of attractive women to attractive men is off.
Take all the makeup off your face.
I think that you have to open your eyes to the reality of what marriage is. You have to recognize that in most places in the West, if you get married, you are essentially inviting the state into your household. The state is built in such a way that it actually encourages women to get divorced.
Yes.
Like, women are financially incentivized today to leave their families, to leave their husband.
And there's a reason for that. You see, it used to be the man was in charge of the family and thereby actually controlled the voting. The political decisions made in America were men. Logical, reasonable men who had skin in the game, men who had families and were incentivized to make decisions that served the best interests of their family. Because they're logical and reasonable, they're not easily manipulated. And women didn't have the vote. And even when they did, they voted the same way as their husbands. But now, it's not the case. Evil effinism has broken up and destroyed the family. Men no longer have much, if any, influence on the woman. In fact, they're seen as the bad guy. Even when there is a relationship, oftentimes the woman is running things and the guy is a weak, mealy-mouthed, worm, beta male, soy boy, because let's be honest, that's really all it's going to get with these manly Western broads. And because women are so easily controlled through their emotions, and they're so bad with logic and reason, that serves the state.
Because they will make a lot more money from the government as a single mom raising the kids, having most of the control raising those kids.
Yeah, and no responsibility, right? They get all of the benefits without the subsequent negatives. They get to have their cake and eat it too. I mean, yeah, they're miserable and they're on tons of SSRIs and they're going to shrinks their whole lives, but hey, they don't have to deal with an evil man.
And alienating the father from those kids. Like, there's financial incentives to breaking up the household.
Thankfully, I'm...
So that the state can raise the kids and have good little sheeple tax chattel.
Made it to 39 without ever being married, so never been divorced, and I'm debt-free. Lonely sometimes, but worth it. Been saying this. Marriage is not for the man. It's set up for women. Marriage is a lie told to men since birth. Never do it. Women cannot be happy. It is not in their nature. Stay single and keep your peace.
Well, it's not in their nature anymore. It's I wouldn't say it's not in their nature. I'd say it's not possible to achieve because they get the wrong messaging. They get the wrong incentives. They're taught the wrong lessons. They don't know the correct path. So if they never walk that path, of course they're not going to be happy. So I wouldn't say it's not necessarily in their nature, but I think the nature of the world that we exist in now makes it impossible for Western women to be happy, by and large.
No wife, happy life. The bottom line is, women get paid for destroying their marriage, their family. They're incentivized for it. And in that process, the children suffer the most. The current system often rewards women for walking away, whether it's through alimony, child support, or favorable divorce settlements. They can initiate the breakup, claim they're unhappy, and still walk away with a financial safety net.
That's true.
This creates a cycle where there's no real accountability, and the true damage is done to the children.
And that's the sad part, because marriage actually exists to create a family, to create and have children. That's the main point. All right? Not to make you happy. All right? That your children enhance your life, but you can't depend on them to bring you happiness. You can't depend on anything outside of yourself. You should be happy before you get into a relationship, before you have kids. And then when you've got that right mindset, that right state of being, that right appreciation of virtues and values and going in, understanding what marriage is all about, then it's going to enhance your life.
They grow up in broken homes, caught in the middle of parental conflict, and often used as pawns in bitter custody battles. Their emotional well-being gets overlooked, while the focus stays on dividing assets and assigning blame. For men, this entire scenario feels like a rigged game. They're expected to provide financially, even after the marriage ends, often without any consideration for how the woman's actions contributed to the destruction of the family. It's no wonder men are growing more cautious about marriage. They see the writing on the wall.
Why do women friend-zone guys who would make them wives for guys who made them single moms.
I feel like sometimes it's really like the guys that'll make you a wife, women, they don't want to like change who they are. So they say they want to be a wife, but they're not ready to really play the wife role or whatever. So I feel like that's really what
it's a role. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's true. They have to change. They're not raised to be wives. Like I said, they're not taught the correct lessons. They're taught the exact opposite, that marriage is oppressive, that it's slavery, that it's just, you know, patriarchy oppressing women. If you become a wife, you're supporting patriarchy.
I feel like some women do know what they want.
Why do all these women... Why do they all have nose rings, by the way? It's about the uggification, right? They want to make themselves as ugly as possible because that's also fighting back against the patriarchy that has established the socially constructed beauty standards that we all adhere to. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, man, if that makes sense, because a lot of y'all want babies, cars, houses. With the guy that just doesn't want that, like, if he says no, it's no.
Rula, are you married?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Is he happy?
Oh, that's a weird question.
Is
usually
it?
Usually they ask if I'm happy.
Yeah, but like, it's a different kind of an interview. Right. I'm just, you know, because he's not here, like, I want to show my care for him as well.
Mm. She's like a deer in the headlights, man. That's so sad. That, you know what that means when she says she doesn't know if her husband is happy? It means she doesn't care if he is. It's all about her. Yet another problem with modern women in the West.
Is he happy? Your answer is yes, no.
Probably not. Married to this shrew?
You don't want to answer that question?
No.
I think it's okay. I think we got the answer.
Who we?
That's me and the camera guy. You got it, bro?
Yeah.
Wow. They don't care if...
Wow, really? Yeah.
If you're happy, bruh. It's all about them. She's not invested in his happiness, only in her happiness. Their supposed intuition will tell them everything, except that their man is nowhere near happy. Someone once said, a man will sacrifice his happiness for a woman. A woman would sacrifice a man for her happiness. Mm. That cuts deep. The fact that every man knows the answer speaks volumes. He asked this woman a very simple question, if her husband is happy in the marriage, and her response was, that's a weird question. There's nothing weird about the question at all. This woman simply doesn't care about her husband. This also shows that she has never thought about her husband in that way. It's almost as if her husband's happiness wasn't even a consideration in her mind, which speaks to a deeper issue within the relationship. If she finds the question strange, it's because she's never paused to reflect on his well-being. It reveals a mindset where the husband's role is to support her, fulfill her needs, and keep the marriage going. But his happiness, that's not even on her radar. This kind of thinking is exactly why many men feel unseen, unheard, and undervalued in their marriages. They give so much of themselves, but rarely get the same level of consideration in return. Men are expected to bend over backward to keep their wives happy, but when it comes to their own satisfaction, they're left to fend for themselves.
That's so odd that she thinks that's a weird question. Just think about that now. Is your husband happy? Oh, that's a weird question. Meanwhile, isn't it the exact same question as me asking if you're happy? I bet if he'd have asked her if she's happy, she wouldn't have said, that's a weird question. But, oh, is he happy? You know why she thinks that's weird? Because she's never been asked that before. Nobody's ever asked her that, so it seems weird. It seems odd. It seems strange because, you know, like a two-headed rabbit or a jackalope. You never seen one of these things running around before, because it's just some, you know, creation of a taxidermist. But all of a sudden, you see one running around. It's like, whoa, that's weird. Yeah.
Women are incentivized to basically, there's a, such a major financial incentive for women to get divorced as soon as there's even a hint of unhappiness. And look, as a man, you should never sign a contract with someone who is rewarded for breaking it. No sane, informed man would or should sign that contract.
Agreed.
As a businessman, it is one of the worst contracts you could possibly sign in your entire life.
Society has put men down so much that if they try to retaliate or even...
It's programming, though, right? Men are programmed to think that that's the way, that that's the path, that that's what they should do. Right.
Breathe will be like they're controllers, they're abusive, or they're narcissistic. It's like a man cannot have a say without him being a controller or an abuser or a narcissist, right? Nowadays,
of course, you can't have the man in charge because the man understands how the world works better than a woman. He's got logic, he's got reason, he's got critical thinking. He doesn't make his decisions, well, ideally, doesn't make his decisions based on emotion. A lot of men these days do, unfortunately, because they've been feminized. But generally speaking, men go off of reason. Women go off of emotion. So that's why the powers that be can't have them in charge. They're not easily enough controlled.
Most men kill themselves. Why? Because at the end of the day, men cannot talk. If a man talks, then he is not a man.
Yeah, it's like, what is it, like 78% or something of suicides are men? And so 66% of gun deaths are suicides, so the vast majority of those are... And that of that 66%, the vast majority of those suicides are probably like 90-plus percent men, you know, self-deleting. Why didn't anybody talk about that? You never hear about that when the left is talking about gun control and how evil and bad guns are. Yeah, the majority of men that are offing themselves are using guns to do it. We gotta get rid of guns. No, because they don't want you to know. They don't want you to think about men's suffering.
If he doesn't talk, then he's an abuser. And if he tries to say anything, then he controls women. It's messed.
The reason I say that is because men are not only much better at offing themselves, self-deleting, but they generally tend to do it in more violent ways, right? Like, you know, a pistola to the head, while women will do like, you know, drinking poison or something.
Stuck.
Reason why young men especially are...
Or pills, right? Handful of pills.
Hesitant to get married is because there's, for a lot of men, they don't see any benefit from it. You're just putting yourself at a disadvantage. If someday she could say, you know what, I'm not really feeling this anymore, I'm going to divorce you, but you're still going to be responsible for paying for me for the rest of your life.
Like I said, I'm pro prenup, and alimony is not gendered. It's literally a formula in most.
Alimony is gendered. What is it, like 3% of alimony paid is by from women to men? It absolutely is gendered, you dope. Absolutely.
States. And so in a situation, I do think, like,
and by the way, prenups don't work. They're so easily thrown out. All the woman has to do is say, I signed it under duress. You know, we only have her word to go off of in regards to their state of mind at the time. So okay, because you're a woman, we'll take your word for it, and the prenup's out.
Yeah, if a man wants to get married, you should think about this. You should think about this possibility. But I don't think that it's fair that a woman who has given up so much in order to be a homemaker shouldn't have any, shouldn't have anything. She should just be left on the street.
What has she given up? I'm confused. She's getting free room, free board, free everything. Everything's covered. Here's an allowance. You need some money. Here's some money. Everything's taken care of. She's treated like a princess and pampered for a job that's just a few hours a day. Change your diaper. Go back to watching Oprah. Hold the baby while watching those idiots on The View. I don't see what she's given up.
I've had my life thrown into disarray 3 times due to either marriage or a long-term relationship. Stay single, people. Also, in most cases, prenups get tossed out in divorce courts, aka hardly ever enforced. If you no longer feel it or aren't in love anymore, isn't a valid reason for divorce.
Right.
Infidelity and abuse are the only reasons for divorce. Just avoid the headache. If you all love each other that much, you don't need the courts to tell you you're married.
Right. Marriage is a scam. Divorce is a scam. I mean, if marriages really meant something and were actually a real contract, there would have to be some kind of standard to get out of it. No standard. Irreconcilable differences. I just don't like him no more. He's mean. He's a meanie. He don't pay attention to me no more. He tells me I'm overweight, or he doesn't tell me I'm not overweight. I'm just unfulfilled. What is that? That's not a good reason.
That is completely true. Marriage today is a complete disadvantage for men. Even men who aren't married are watching how other men are being treated, and it's making them rethink whether marriage is worth the risk. The reality is that men see what happens after the vows are exchanged, the sacrifices they make, the responsibilities they shoulder, and how quickly it can all be taken away in a divorce. Modern women today are looking for happiness in their marriage instead of commitment and partnership. And when they aren't happy, they leave. Marriage has become more about personal fulfillment than building a stable life together. The moment a woman feels unhappy or unfulfilled, she's encouraged to leave, as if marriage is something disposable.
So the reason she's not fulfilled is because she's seeking to get meaning and purpose in her life from pursuing a path of materialism. And she's also seeking to have her needs, her desires for happiness fulfilled from without. None of these things work. First of all, you can't find happiness in other people, in anything outside of self, number one. And number two, materialistic pursuits do not enhance or add on to your life in terms of meaning, contentment, fulfillment, nor do they give you any real purpose. Not only that, but when you're approaching a relationship in terms of valuing materialistic goals over goals that have actual meaning, such as building a relationship based on shared values and virtues, there's no real perceived value within the relationship itself. So it has no value to your perceptions. It makes it much easier to say bye-bye.
There's a constant narrative pushed by society that if a woman isn't happy, she should walk away and pursue her own happiness without considering the long-term consequences for her family, husband, or children.
Sure.
Women have a problem with submission because they view it as it's something that's negative. No. You should be able to submit to your man because you should be able to trust enough in his leadership. And a lot of the times when you...
Yeah, that's another problem. They don't trust you. They're not going to submit to you. That shows that they don't trust you. If they don't trust you, what are they doing married to you? You can't have two people leading. There is no such thing as a partnership in a marriage, okay? It doesn't work that way. Somebody has to be a tie breaker. There has to be somebody who has the final say. If there's nobody who has the final say, then it's just indecisiveness, indecision throughout the entire relationship and constant battling for control. Doesn't work. And that's why that message is pushed, because it doesn't work.
And say like, oh, I don't want you going to a bar. I don't want you going to a club. It's because you're a fucking man. You know what happens there. You know that men there just want to fuck, or there's weirdos that want to put shit in your drinks, or there's drama, or it's just a whole ass environment that you can't be there to protect your female if it came down to it.
Yeah, bars. And by the way, men go to bars for different reasons. And generally, if a man is going to a bar to just drink and out, hang out with buddies, it's a corner bar. It's a bar. It's not a club. Club has a very different feel, serves a very different purpose, and women go to clubs for very specific reasons, i.e. to get attention from men. If you are dressing sexy and going out to a club with your girlfriends, that is advertising behavior. That is you saying to the world, I am single. People in relationships, married women, shouldn't be doing that. If they are, they shouldn't be married.
You would have to live with that guilt. You know what I mean? She gets assaulted and you can't do nothing about the man that did that to her. You would live with that. And women don't understand that. They think it's control. No, your man's being a protector, as he should. And as a woman, you should respect it. You should honor the fact that your man can see the dangers that you can't.
Right, because he's got logic and reason, and she's got emotion.
Simple as that.
The thing about that is women will submit to their bosses at work, but won't submit to their man in the home.
It's crazy.
It's a strange double standard that's becoming more and more common. At work, they'll follow the direction of their superiors without question, show respect, and abide by the structure of the job. Yet when it comes to their relationship, the idea of respecting or submitting to their man is seen as offensive or outdated. They think it's control. At work, they understand the need for structure and follow the rules to succeed. But in relationships, many women see submission as giving up their independence or being controlled by their man.
That's because he's not paying me. It's all a bunch of unpaid labor, so he should be kissing my butt. I'm not getting paid for any of this.
But when you look at divorce rates between male and female, somewhere between 70-80% of all divorces are initiated by who? Women. Mm. Right? 50% of all divorces now end up in divorce, but 70%+ are initiated by women.
Actually, if she's graduated from university, it's over 90.
Why? Because there's always something better outside.
No.
Right?
There's the illusion of that, but the grass is not greener.
And now we're going to get the real controversial topic, right? Well, where does that come from? It comes from options. Mm-hmm. Right now, a woman in Ohio that was typically dating in her backyard
little of town.
500 people, not going to just go on Instagram and find a millionaire in Dubai.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but
the problem is there's a bunch of women out there who are in their 40s, even 50s, who still think they have those options. They don't realize that they've essentially aged out of the sexual marketplace.
You have a good man in your life, hold on to him. And what I mean by a good man is not a man who's perfect, but a man who is hardworking and willing to do anything to make you happy.
It's the rude awakening that men have needed for...
That's the problem. Don't try to make them happy. It's a waste of time. You can't make people happy. That's a myth. You can't make other people happy.
Thousands of years.
I have four big things to say about this, but first of all, I'm not quite sure where this belief came from that if more women divorce their husbands, that these men are just going to believe that it was all their fault and they're going to grow and get better. No, there's never just fault on one side, and men know that. Second of all, most men that go through divorce end up losing a lot in the form of lost time with their children and financially through spousal support and child support. So many men just feel victimized by the court system. Thirdly, a lot of these men that get put through the ringer, they eventually build themselves back and they realize that they're a lot happier being single. It's actually a lot more peaceful for them. And fourthly and lastly, a lot of men never want to get married again or in the first place because they hear women like this talking about divorce as if it's some sort of punishment for her not being happy, as if his needs and the family's needs have nothing to do with it. And men are smarter than that.
Yeah, I don't.
I wish that was true. I think more men are waking up. New marriages are an all-time low, so we can only hope.
I don't know where women get this idea either. But it all just sounds like men should just focus on themselves and improve if this is what they have to deal with.
Well, that's what women
many
do.
Men
that's what women do. They focus on themselves, right? And they only care about themselves, and that's why they get married as well. So we should do that and not get married.
Have been able to find peace within themselves rather than in a marriage. I mean, ask a divorced man if he would get married again, and you'll often hear a range of responses, but many will say they'd think twice or outright refuse. After going through a divorce, a lot of men realize that investing in themselves, whether through career growth, personal hobbies, or physical fitness, can lead to greater fulfillment than what they experienced in marriage. They find solace in their independence, reclaiming their time and energy that was previously spent trying to make a relationship work.
See, and this is where men and women differ. And yet women tend to look at men and women as being equal, and everything is a social construction, and we're all just interchangeable widgets, blank slate. When we're born, none of that's true. Men are more adaptable. We're more adaptable. Women, not so much, okay? So, yeah, we can learn to be happy and content by ourselves. We can find that meaning, that purpose in life outside of family. Women, not so much. I'm not saying there aren't women that do, but it's far less likely.
Instead of being tied down by the expectations and frustrations of marriage, they embrace a lifestyle that allows them to pursue their own happiness without compromise.
Married, we divorce, you have to pay me child support. Just for you paying into the system, and then the state turns around and reroutes the money to the mother, the feds, the federal government, pays the states 66 cents for every dollar they take from you and distribute back out. Well, what happens when you have shared custody? Sometimes you have no child support. There's no financial incentive for the state to, there's no money to be made there, right?
You got to understand, this is all to keep you all impoverished. If relationships work, if men get married, if women depend on the husband and they're not in the workforce, and you don't have twice as many tax chattel out there paying into the system, you've just got one worker instead of two, wages go up, taxes go down, people get richer, they get wealthy, they accrue savings, they start businesses, they build more wealth, they build more assets, they have more power, they have more control over their own lives. The man is voting, he's got the skin in the game, he's got something to live for, he's got logic, reason, critical thinking, you can't control him, and he's got wealth accrued as well. Meanwhile, you break them up. Yeah, you double the size of the workforce, you double the amount of taxes, you cut in half everybody's salaries, you make them all poor, and one or two paychecks away from living in a cardboard box in an alleyway. Now you control them. You got them by the cojones. And people are far more dependent upon the government and handouts. That is how you centralize control, baby.
So there's a financial incentive for the states also.
The kids are the most likely to be abused by the mother, not the father, by the mother. I have a documentary coming out called Why Don't Men Want to Get Married Anymore, where it really dives into the problems as to why the institution of marriage is failing.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do we do about it?
I think the first thing you need to do is switch the laws to make them more favorable and fair. So, for example, the tender years doctrine, do you know what that is?
The tender years, no.
That assumes that the mother is the best one for the child under the age of 7. In some states, it extends to 16.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an openly sexist law.
Yeah.
But what evidence do we have that the mother is the best one with the children?
Well,
the kids are the most likely to be abused by the mother, not the father, by the mother. The way the laws are set up, it punishes men for being traditional. So in the last 50 years, women have worked more.
You hold on.
Is that Michael Knowles? Yeah, he's a shill. He is essentially paid by the powers that be. He is a distraction. He keeps you focused away from the actual root causes of problems and just focused on specific symptoms that he talks about, makes conservatives think that they have a voice, that these problems are being addressed, dealt with, and so they don't have to do anything. So people like this controlled opposition shill here, Michael Knowles, he keeps everybody asleep and inactive politically, apathetic. He is a tool of the system.
You're saying that children are more likely to be abused in a traditional family with mother and father, or you're saying single father and single mother?
Women are the most likely the ones to abuse the child. And even if you include, you think murder, right?
Yeah.
So, one out of three women's had. I've seen some numbers that say one out of four, but the point is still the same. If one out of four men committed murder, my whole point is that I think that
that's just a talking point that he's told to spout, so that people on the right who have traditional conservative values and would actually do something if they knew the truth about the root causes, well, that's just a talking point to engender himself to them, all right? That's all, just to get him to think he's on their side and he's speaking for them. And he leads them away from real solutions and just keeps them focused on the symptoms and not the causes.
Men should be entitled to their children. I don't think it's fair the way the system is. You know, regardless of where you fall, it's not fair that women get custody 90% of the time. It's not fair that men are always paying alimony, they're always paying child support, and that they are punished for being traditional. Because the more time they spend providing for their family, the way they calculate it in child support is they kind of do a gotcha. You know, you did the right.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's spending all his time working. He's working more. He's having to support two households now instead of one. So he's there that much less. So even if he does get some time with the kids, a lot of that he can't even avail himself of because he's working so much. So the whole point is to deprive the child of the boundaries and the logic and the reason and the self-respect and the order that is imparted by the father, and to totally inundate him in the chaos of the mother. And I mean, look at what we've got coming out of these single mother households.
Thing you provided for your family. Why are you punished in child custody cases?
That's correct. This imbalance in the system leads many men to question the very concept of marriage. They see that their emotional investment and dedication can be rendered meaningless by a partner's sudden change of heart.
Right. And by the way, this Michael Knowles and the entire Daily Wire, it's a controlled opposition, shill organization, self-appointed gatekeepers of conservative values. Meanwhile, they are anything but. They're just another apparatus, another tool of the system designed to control you.
The reality is that many men are left feeling like they're walking on eggshells, constantly trying to meet their partner's needs, while knowing that if she isn't happy, it can all fall apart in an instant. This just shows that even when a man is being a good man and taking care of his family, if the woman doesn't feel happy anymore and wants a divorce, he can get punished for it. It's all downsides. No matter how committed he is or how hard he works to provide for his family, if his partner decides she's unhappy, he often bears the brunt of the consequences. He can lose half of his assets, be required to pay alimony, and sometimes even face a challenging custody battle. Save yourself the headache.
Indeed. And just think about it. You're actually punished for doing the right thing. In fact, the more things you do right, the more boring she's going to find you, the more irreconcilable she's going to find the situation, the more she's going to want to get out. You work a lot? Oh, he works too many hours. I never see him. I never get to spend any time with him. He doesn't take me out on dinner dates anymore and buy me flowers and fly me around and take me on expensive trips because now we got kids and that's pretty expensive. Oh, no, so, you know, I need to divorce him. But if you give her what she says she wants and spend more time with her, you're not working enough. We don't have as much money. Oh, we're not eating as well. Oh, we're not going out as much. Oh, we don't have as nice a car, as nice a house. Our lifestyle isn't as good as it used to be when you used to work more. There's no winning. You can't win. So don't play the game, I say. But let me know what you think in the comment section. Is marriage dying? Is it already dead? Should it go the way of the dodo? Is this a good thing? Let me know what you think in the comments. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit that notification bell because, as you know, channels like mine that tell the raw red pill truth are heavily algorithmically suppressed. Because I tell it like it is. So you got to do everything you can to be notified when I post new content. So hit that notification bell. It's not a guarantee that you're going to get notified of new content, but it certainly helps. And again, like, subscribe, leave a comment. I heard it's good for the algorithm. I don't know. I haven't seen any real benefit, but we'll see. And let me know what you think of this video. I tend to reply to most comments because I get so few. And on that note, I am out of here. Oh, and don't forget to check the subscription. Consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. You want to know what that's all about? Just click the link. Check it out. It'll tell you. Anyhow, I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.